they don't want self-driving cars that you own. They want to make it a groupthink thing. And you know, groupthink is the most terrible thing we can ever have. And when the Republican Party started to fight with groupthink, they took on that values of the KKK, that elitism. And we have to stop that. We can't have people who are so elite. This is the party of independent-minded people. And this elitism has to stop. And we're not going to have dynasties. We're not going to have lifelong politicians. We're not going to have special interest insiders. And we're definitely, definitely not going to have people who don't understand Colorado. You have to be a fifth generation to know the history of Colorado and what makes Colorado great. And I talk to the grassroots of Colorado, not just the Republican Party.
Said something interesting. KKK values.
You know,
what are those?
It is. That's elitism. The KKK was an elite group. And that Stapleton family back in the day in Colorado, it was terrible. And that elitism has fallen through. They send their kids to private schools. They make them elite. They make them part of this global tribe. And when the Bushes came out and said they were global, I was so upset.
KKK values are something that entails racism and bigotry.
They were elitism. They were elite because they were bigots. And remember, they were against Catholics first. These were Protestants against Catholics and Christians first. So I'm not very happy with people saying, well, you can't put that in today's
Is it fair for you to bring up a family history like you just did?
You mean like the Bushes? When Walker Stapleton goes down to Texas and has a fundraiser and makes strings with people like Henry Kissinger and makes promises to those people down in Texas for what we're going to do here in Colorado? No, we are Colorado, period. And we're going to fight to be Colorado. We're not going to be controlled by these outside globalist groups.
Is that a presumption on your part, or do you have any sort of proof that there were specifically promises that were made in that case?
I guess it is a little assumption, but it's also using your head and understanding that there is corruption in government and there is taking away our freedoms. And this globalist attitude in our Republican Party in all politics has to stop. We have to put America first, and to have a strong Colorado makes a strong America and makes us great again.
What do you say to liberals who say President Trump has KKK values?
You know, I look at them and say, well, they were Democrats that started, and since you guys want to take our guns, take our rights, it looks like the Democrats are more KKK than anybody else. You know, Hitler was a vegan and a dog lover too, huh? So I guess all those Democrats that say we're goody two-shoes, maybe Hitler all over again.
But isn't it, this is in my mind, is that does it not cross a line, what you're saying right now, in terms of bringing up Hitler and the KKK in terms of modern political discourse?
It should fight, because you have to understand, these dynasty families have just been elitist, and they use this propaganda of the KKK back in the day, just like they're using the propaganda of globalism and socialism throughout this world. And we have to stop that. So the KKK is a metaphor for what's going on today with globalism, because it is control. It is the socialism group. And whether you're any type of background, religious background or anything, you should have a free life. There should be no stresses. And these dynasties are not looking to give you an independent life, a freedom life, a life of freedom in the United States that we fought so hard for, that we've fought world wars for freedom of us, not the rest of the globe. Every country should take care of themselves. And I think North Korea under Donald Trump realizes they don't have to be part of the global chamber. It's actually, they can be their own country and work with us. And I think that's all they ever wanted. And Donald Trump helping bring North Korea to the table is one of the greatest things that's coming around. And if the Dems and the liberals didn't hate him so much, I'm sure he'd get the Nobel Peace Prize at the end of this year.
Well, I would agree with you that what President Trump is doing in terms of North Korea is very smart strategy. I think
it's huge.
It is a very big deal. But I can't not go to this KKK issue, because that suggests burning crosses. That suggests lynching.
Like,
that suggests all sorts of different behavior.
Did on, it's on the Natural Historical Registry. Benjamin Stapleton, Democratic mayor of Denver, burned a cross on my grandfather's
sins
property.
Of the sins of the folks before you are representative of yourself.
If you use their money and you've used their dynasty powers to achieve your spot in society, yes.
Okay, I would disagree with that. Okay. I don't think that having the sour grapes type of thing in reverse, the biblical principle there.
It's being your own man, and that's are you being your own man, or you're falling in your family's business? And right now, their family business has been government. It's been government as long as I can remember with the Stapleton family. So yes, that Democrat, that KKK presence, that thought process has come down all the way.
Okay.